guys, it's Allison Creamer here, and I am at the Daily Grind and Town Center. I call it Pembroke, but I think they're trying to get rid of the Pembroke name. So
yeah, because there's like a town center now, like in every city.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think Pembroke Town Center kind of identifies exactly where we are. I am here with George Pilkington and Sean Pilkington. They are... Are you both owners? Or
yes.
Of a Universal Pest and Termite. I've actually worked with you guys since day one of my real estate career back in April of 2002. Was introduced through Charlie Lawrence, who's the broker over there now, and you guys have been great supporters of real estate companies and sponsorships and just really trying to connect with the agents. So I want to give you guys an opportunity to maybe talk a little bit about the spring season. I'm sure people that are buying, selling, or even just owning a home at this point, there's probably some things they need to be looking at. They might need your services. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, maybe give them a tip or two. And then you guys were telling me about some charitable contributions that you guys have. Your family's been affected recently by something.
My wife, 2 years ago.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about your charity efforts. So, you know, if you want to pick a moisture and termite company with some integrity and charity, you might want to consider them. So, George, tell me a little bit about your business. Tell me what's going on with moisture and termite.
Well, right now there's a lot going on. It's termite season. I think people are going outside and they're seeing things flying around and moving around, and they don't have a clue.
I mean, those little ants may or may not be termites.
Could be an ant, could be a termite. Exactly right. Most people really don't know. I mean, they don't know the difference between the two.
You know, do you have a picture of that on your website?
We do. As a matter of fact, we have. If you go to universalpest.com, there's actually photos. There's YouTube videos of swarming termites. There's videos of worker termites, the little guys that actually do the damage.
So people don't actually have to guess. They can go and look and then go, oh, my God, and give you a call.
Not only that, we have a pest identification page on the website. And I suggest, why not bookmark the page? And you see something, you go straight to your computer and you pop it up and you see exactly what it might be, but what it is.
That's a good idea. I didn't realize you had that on your page.
Yeah, it's there.
Universalpest.com. Spelled out, just all
universalpest.com, one word, and it has a pest ID. And we have, it's an interactive thing. I mean, our website is you can get pricing online. You don't have to waste 6 hours of your day, wait for somebody to show up. You can get pricing right there. You can schedule appointments. You can pay for your service. You can do all kinds of things.
You guys, I know Sean, working with you, you were always the poor guy that had to go underneath the house for many years. How's that going for you?
Good. I'm not in the field as much, but I still am. I enjoy it. It gets me out of the office a little bit.
You're not worried about the critters underneath the house?
Never.
No.
Never crossed my mind.
Yeah. My husband comes out banging his head waiting for spiders to come out. It's not a good thing.
It's funny, but you see somebody like Sean, he'll call me every now and then and go, hey, there's a snake skin in the house, right?
That's exactly. I don't do the snakes. Yeah, I don't like the snakes.
So homeowners that don't want to get underneath their home, call
Universal. Yeah, they just call. I mean, an inspection, there's no charge for the inspection, which most companies around here, they don't charge anything for the inspection. And the key is that they check the whole house and they're qualified and that they give you a written explanation of what they found and what they're seeing and what they suggest.
Yeah.
And be able not to just look for the pest control stuff, but we also are CMIs, we're certified mold inspectors, so if anything's growing.
Oh, you know what? I just had somebody ask me about that. They needed a mold person on Facebook. I'll give you their name and number.
They just asked me, we've got
something going on, we keep kills in it, we don't know what's happening, we think it's mold, we don't know.
Right, and that's the whole thing, is mold for years was this four-letter word where no one really wanted to address it. They wanted to hide from it and call somebody else, and before long there was no one else to call. So what we do is we actually can take swab samples, and we can even do an air quality sample in the house. Well, we take an air sample, and we can tell you exactly what you're breathing.
Awesome. Is it
mold, is it pet dander, is it... whatever, and then we have products that
I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, yeah. You would be, after we started doing this, you would be absolutely
amazed.
Even sitting in here right now,
in this beautiful coffee shop,
what you're breathing
George,
would
please.
Blow you away.
Yeah,
that's great. It's great. It's absolutely great.
Well, that's pretty exciting. You actually educated me on some things that you guys are doing that I didn't know, so hopefully in the next 30 to 45 days, maybe we can do another little interview, maybe go in depth a little bit more about some of the other branches of your company and kind of share with people what else is going on. But Sean, I want to give you a few minutes to talk about, if you know, expose as much as you want, but maybe tell people where some of your heart's desire is right now when it comes to your family and your life and what Universal is doing to help support that.
Well, wife was diagnosed 2 years ago with breast cancer, and we made it through it. It was a tough 2 years. We teamed up with the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the Tidewater affiliate. Our home inspection company, $10 from every home inspection goes to Susan G. Komen, and $5 of every termite letter that we do goes to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so very proud.
So your business really stepped in, and then all the people that support your business is actually supporting your family. I mean, it became personal.
Yes, and we have a pink car running around town.
Oh, speaking of cars, I've seen the little zebra-looking kind of...
Yeah. We have a pink breast cancer awareness vehicle as well around town.
Wow.
You can't miss it. It's pink. Yeah, I like
it's,
it.
It's not a big... Volkswagen Bug that's pink.
It's a Honda. We went first
class. It's a pink zebra stripe moving billboard.
Yes.
And put it this way, we're having a hard time with the male employees. No one really likes or wants to drive this thing.
I bet.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you don't have any female moisture and termite contractors?
No, we have in the past.
We want to, though.
We do.
You're an equal opportunity
we want
company,
to.
Right?
We really true. Because really, when someone calls us to deal with a pest control problem, most of the time it's a housewife.
Yeah.
So the best person to have is going to be the female who can relate, but we just
it is.
Right now we don't have any.
Well, do you have a donation button or anything on your website for Susan G. Komen, or can they send donations straight to Universal and then get it? What else can you do?
Yes and yes. We have a link, Susan G. Komen link, that they can actually go to and donate directly through the website, which is even better because when you go through the Susan G. Komen website, you'll register and you'll be getting future information, fundraisers, walks, runs, all these things they have through the course of the year. So it's a progressional thing. It's not just a one-time thing. So by doing it that way, it's not just, hey, I'm going to give you $50 and never deal with it again. It's something that you can deal with for a long, long time. So, but absolutely, we will, if a donation is made, and we have had customers donate directly through us, we can get it to them.
A little bit of extra on that,
course,
that letter.
Absolutely.
Rounded up kind of thing, maybe, you know,
absolutely.
And kind of keep doing
and we,
that.
We have a saying that, you know, we can fight breast cancer one termite letter and one home inspection at a time.
That's right.
That's pretty cool. Well, Sean, I'm sorry to hear, but I'm happy to hear that it's working out and that,
you
know, your company and your community and your family are supporting you. So you're in my heart and my prayers.
Thank
and
you.
You know, anybody that wants to send him and his family well wishers, I'm sure you can go to their website. There's probably a contact me button, or you know, it'd probably be kind of cool to hear some testimonies. And
well, we have a contact button, and we have the Universal blog link that's on there. That would be great to
maybe send some well wishes or
some support. And you'll definitely see the pink car. We did parades last year. They brought in the big pink fire truck. We're at every cancer event we can possibly be at.
That's awesome.
So you'll see us around town, sure.
Good job. Well, George and Sean, thank you. I know this is your first experience with a podcast. Hopefully we'll be doing more. And anybody that wants specific information about Universal Moisture and Pest, Universal Pest and Termite, they do quite a bit of other things. So go to their website, click the contact me button, say you heard the podcast, and ask your questions.
Yep.
So,
all right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.